All right, Madam Clerk, if you would call item two.
Item number two, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the Park East Corridor, including Parcel 6E. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, and for the committee, I believe we were asked to have an update on this, and Mr. Teague was actually asked to not just talk about recent parcels that have had some interest, but really to give us a an overview of where we are with regard to all of the parcels. And Mr. Whaley-Smith, I believe you're going to give us that this morning. So,
right. Thank you, Madam Chair. As part of the meeting packet today, you have a detailed map with parcel boundaries and the status of each parcel. And if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer those. I think what is most useful, of course, is a visual representation of what's going on. So I have a short Prezi here that I'd like to show to you and, again, be available for any questions. So just for the benefit of everyone, I'm sure this committee knows, but to the extent that the public may be aware, just to orient ourselves here in the Park East, the long corridor that you have there in the middle is where the Park East corridor was, the freeway that has been taken down. You have the Bradley Center, U.S. Cellular Arena, Wisconsin Center, METC to the south, together with Old World Street, together with King Drive, Manpower, and Time Warner to the north. So this is essentially the same map as the one up here, and you'll see circles that go across the corridor labeling each block number. So I just want to go block by block, starting from the eastern corridor. And again, you guys have been around a lot longer than I have, so this is a very general representation, and you know, together I'm sure we can provide details that we may need, if not here at future meetings. So starting at block 26 here, all the way on the eastern corridor, I just want to zoom into that map, and you have what is the Park East Square project that is being developed by Wongard Development. That land has been sold, that development agreement has been entered into, and they expect to break ground this summer with a mixed-use facility that includes residential above and retail at grade. If we go to back to the general map here and we focus on the second block, block 22, that parcel is currently available. Again, there's a strong market on the east side of the river there, as well for many areas in the Park East, so we will continue to monitor that one as well. We move to block 19, and block 19, of course, is the MSOE project. And that was a complicated land swap that allowed the parcel to the right in the orange to be sold to MSOE for development of a parking garage with a soccer facility above. You can see that construction going on in downtown Milwaukee. Part of that land swap was to get land that was in that yellow box and put it in the orange box. So now the yellow box there is privately held. If we go to the next block, which is block 6E, which the committee had a specific request about, that one currently has an option on the property that expires in June. And I've met with the developer and have some follow-up details that I need to provide to be able to make a recommendation for the June cycle. However, I wanted the committee to be aware how complicated that parcel is, because the county's holdings there is just that very small triangular parcel. And the longer parcel in the middle there is a city right-of-way. And then also you have a privately held parcel there as well. So that site is very complicated. There are several strategies that could be implemented there. Currently, the option that we have given contemplates assembling that entire site, which may be the ultimate goal there. But again, the county just has a very small portion of that site. If we head west of the river, we have Block 4W, obviously a very strong market there as well, given some of the interest that has been expressed, and we will follow up on that. And it's pretty much true for Blocks 1, 2, and 3 as well, is that they are available as we move forward in implementing development in that site. So that is the general overview of the status of each project. Again, we have 8 sites here, and I know some of them and some of the details on some of them. I may not have all the details, but again, we're glad to follow up if there aren't specific questions that we can answer here.
Thank you. I like the way you laid that out for us. Supervisor Mayo, I'll let you start, and then...
Okay, let's go back to the second site where the third site where MSOE...
Block 39?
Block 39.
Sure.
Now, when you assume that block together, is that Moore Herrick was OM&I?
Correct.
So that's who has that now, correct?
Correct.
All right, and are they doing anything with that block at the present moment?
I don't know the answer to that. I've focused our inquiries over the last 3 weeks on our parcels and gathering our own files. I'm happy to reach out to them and be able to report back if there's any status update.
And then go back to the other one where we have the small piece. That's where they was going to do a major with the city. What's the holdup on that? I know that when they were supposed to assemble those 3 parcels, and that right-of-way post came out, and it was going to develop that street a different way. So what's the issue about that particular parcel?
I hope to have a more full report in June when we make a recommendation on the option. I think generally speaking, that project and the vision for that project has gone through several iterations. As the market has changed over those iterations, they're attempting to catch up with it. I did get a preview of what the current idea is that the developer is moving forward on. I think it would make sense when we're considering that option next meeting to have that developer here to be able to answer those questions very specifically about what is holding them back from performing.
What's the name of the developer?
This is Rainier Properties.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
Yep.
They had an option for quite a while on that.
Yes, they have.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You started answering the question on 6C. We've been through that a long time, back and forth. I guess I would ask your general background with your background coming in now and I think taking charge of a lot of areas. And I would particularly just concentrate on the general question on West and then blocks 1, 2, and 3. We've been through this a long time. In your opinion, say, well, we got things pending. We're talking about we've had things pending for a long time. They've criticized, you know, we put too much constraints on it. They've been criticized, or I guess there have been criticism there, certainly. But there's been the market and the interest rates a long time. We haven't seen Lod Zilber had his own money, of course, to do some properties. He had one other area there at the loft. So can you give me a general answer? Are you coming in June to talk about, well, you know, is there anything really holding up? Or, you know, where are we? Has this been worth the wait?
Sure.
What kind of opportunities? The market's better. Everything seems to be going better now.
Yeah.
Or is there optimism more than just in words? We've heard a long time that something could be happening.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'd be back in June, Supervisor, to more specifically talk about the pathway to development on these sites. At this point, my attention and our staff's attention is on clarity. There is a lot of non-clarity regarding what the process is, which reporting departments are responsible for which areas, and also some misunderstandings that are preventing some of the development community to submitting to those RFPs. And it's time to clear all that up so that we can be very clear about what the pathway to development is. And I'm meeting with the Department of City Development Commissioner every other week on all of the issues that we share. The Park East is obviously a priority together with the issues that are going on the lakefront. So we're working very closely with them to be able to develop a clear path of development that can be part of an eventual marketing plan to get further interest in those sites. So at this point, I would capture it as clarity is the goal, and we will bring back an overview of that clarity in the June cycle.
I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was hoping to, I know you're new, but when we made the request was to get a more detailed written explanation for this rather than just a simple, short sentence. because as you look at Block 26 on the east, we sold the property to RSC back in 2007, but if I remember correctly, there was a couple previous options on some of the property. So, you know, Milwaukee County has done its part when we first acquired our role in the Park East. We developed a community benefits plan, which if anybody reads actually puts more restrictions on Milwaukee County about what we will do with the proceeds than actually what really affects development. And there's been some major mischaracterizations about that. So, you know, I look at that, and then Block 26 is finally being developed now because RSC ran into some problems, and then they finally came in and got a partner that had absolutely nothing to do with Milwaukee County, but their own financial situation. And when you go through the rest of the parcels on the east, which are actually the most easier to develop, you would think. When you go to the now MSOE piece, we used to call it the Nike swoosh there, I think everyone is well aware of M&I's, you could say, disorganization that they had during that led to them to be acquired by the Bank of Montreal, Harris, BMO Harris. So, you know, that whole piece there, we asked for years, when is M&I going to do something with their parcel? And we, in fact, it was Supervisor Joe Rice who made some direct conversations with them on when are we ever going to get this negotiated. So years went by related to the dysfunction, not of Milwaukee County, but of M&I Bank. And then when you keep on moving, you know, I'm very disappointed that Block 4 here, the Westling Project Rainier property, boy, if I think we're up to about the fourth or fifth option extension on that. And in fact, one of the things that we were very opposed to was land banking by some of these development interests, that we wanted to see things built. Yet it seems that we've kind of gone that route. And then when you cross the river over to Block 4W, I believe we've tried to do everything we can to work with the city of Milwaukee. People forget that there's a big sewer pipe that runs through there. And I don't see anything on here of, I believe we passed that there was the request to combine the parcel with the city for...
We haven't done that. We had a proposal by the ALOFT to consider a long-term stay, which we worked cooperatively and had a proposal, but the city of Milwaukee would not consider liquor leases and some of those other issues, and basically that is now gone.
And exactly, and the point is, thank you, Madam Chair, that Milwaukee County has done everything we can that the project over there was not stalled or stopped by Milwaukee County, but by the city of Milwaukee. And you go through that, and you go even all the way up to the other side as you go, you know, westerly. It's all this speculation about the arena and about how different organizations have called for us to build a new arena to the north rather than go south. So that has dissuaded quite a bit of development through that area. So I think when you really look at it, Milwaukee County has done everything we possibly can to develop this property, and not to overemphasize the impact of the financial crisis of 2008. So It is very disappointing that people at the state and people in our business community continue to use this as some kind of false assertion that we aren't doing our part, when the track record shows just the exact opposite. So I look forward to development in the future, but I don't think the economy is going to be growing as fast as people would expect. And unfortunately, we're going to see a lot more gravel than we are buildings on the Park East. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other committee? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a question about, I guess, maintenance. Some people have said the current condition of some of the parcels in the Park East are that they look bad, and I guess the county should do something to maintain it. I just want to know your perspective. I know Supervisor Broderick looked into just planting grass on that land, and it came out to a number of $200,000. So what amount would be worth actually pursuing to possibly make these parcels look better?
Yeah. And thank you, Supervisor. I think twofold. One is everybody's interest is creating tax base there and creating jobs there, and that will always be our top priority. Until that happens, it is key that that property gets maintained. And having served as the King Drive Business Improvement District director for 6 years, you can imagine once they heard the news that I was in this position, my phone began to ring. You know, what about the Park East, and particularly around maintenance of the Park East? So as you know, we have a new real estate person in our department, David Cialdini, who has jumped right on that, had contractors out there cleaning up the trash, and we have developed a maintenance plan to make sure that the sidewalks are shoveled, the trash is picked up, and the seagulls are discouraged. So at this point, that is the maintenance plan. Regarding some sort of improvement as we await development, that is certainly something that we can continue to look at and explore. At this point, I really appreciate the flexibility of the committee now that the department has been reorganized, and we continue to meet with the city to look forward for a vision of what that looks like, not only the process, but also the land and the availability of it, but also any sort of maintenance plans going forward. So we will continue to gather that info, and if there are further comments about what the supervisors have an interest in regarding any sort of temporary uses, I'm happy to have those meetings.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Following up on that, there was some interest expressed by a Third Ward developer to a temporary use of that particular lot for a World Cup soccer event, which would put grass on it. Do you know of anything with regard to a follow-up on that?
Ironically, I had a meeting with them on Friday. So I, at this point, we're collecting all information, and all options continue to be on the table as we figure out a path towards development. And if we expect that the path of development may be slower for some parcels than others, then I think considering temporary uses is a good idea. But then even there, we have to develop a clear process of how that manifests.
So that is still something that is at least on the table.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the report. If there are no other comments from committee members. And just one thing, the Sydney High building is down now. I don't know if you've got an old
Yeah, it's map not. Yeah, the,
is this from
the,
Google?
We have a little bit of a lag time in these are 2010 photos. Our McCandless department is working on the next set of photos to identify which buildings countywide are now down to create development parcels.
Great, thank you. All right, Madam Clerk, going on to...